Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
I never expected agriculture to be an important theme at a software company, but it greets you as soon as you arrive on campus. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. I'm talking about Epic, a software business in the healthcare space headquartered in Verona. As soon as you drive up, you're greeted with buildings designed to resemble a farm and farmhouse, about 550 acres of operating farmland, and a slew of animals, 42 sheep, 14 cows, and one donkey, to be exact. Agriculture's presence doesn't stop when you finally park your car. If you decide to have a meal while you're there, Wisconsin farmers are centric to the cuisine. Andy Patterson leads the culinary team at Epic, which boasts about 250 people. He tells me about how Wisconsin agriculture plays a role in his work every day.
From a culinary team's perspective, we really love working with fresh product. And so we have a mindset here where we want to work locally, we want to work fresh. And so we have a lot of partnerships with vendors that we bring in fresh food, and we try to get that whenever possible. Obviously in Wisconsin, we've got some seasons where it's not as possible, but we try to work local and fresh whenever we can. We pride ourselves on supporting that local environment. And so it is the selling point where we how we hire and how we bring in our staff and our staff at large that eat the food really are proud of that too.
And how do you define local too? Is there a distance range?
Because of our volume, we have to be a little flexible on distance range, but we use what we call a radial purchasing model. So first, we'll want to find, you know, Dane County, Southern Wisconsin, kind of go out from there. So we try to keep it Midwest regional. I think the last stat I had 90% of our dollars spent going to Midwest companies, which we're really proud of, and we try to drive.
And with a company as big as Epic, I mean, that's got to be an economic force, huh?
Yeah, we hope so. We want to set a good example, but also be a foundation where other groups in our area that want to buy local, we're able to kind of create an infrastructure and an interest that brings that capability to other places around here too.
It also sounds like you guys have quite a bit of creative liberty when it comes to developing recipes. Something I heard that was interesting today is that the menu changes every day.
Absolutely. We really thrive on creativity. Our mindset from day one here was our eaters are the same every day, so we're going to change the menu. And so we definitely repeat dishes, but from a menu to menu perspective, it's unique every day. And we have a really talented team of chefs who are driving new dishes, but also making sure we hit the right balance throughout our menu so that everyone here has something to eat.
Can you give us some examples of the food that you feature in that menu that come maybe specifically from Wisconsin?
In our summer months especially, we work off a lot of local produce lists. And so we'll try to highlight, and whether it's getting some of our greens, broccoli, peppers, whatever we can find locally, we'll put that on our menu, but make that the feature of a dish. We'll call that out on our menus too, because our staff really likes to know when the producer or the products that we're using are local. And so we'll really incorporate that into a number of things. But we serve everything from stir fries and Indian curries to really classic just roast potatoes. We do turkey on Thanksgiving. It's really a whole gamut of international and American cuisines.
I was immediately thinking of eggs because there's so many people at Epic that you have to feed. Can you give me a sense of scale? Like, how many eggs or how many turkeys? Do you have any numbers off the top of your head that might wow some folks?
I can say we probably serve, we really focus on lunch, and so we're serving one meal a day, but I think we serve about 9,000 lunches a day.
Does your menu have to change when there's economic turbulence? For going back to eggs again, the price of eggs, do you have to adjust the menu based on what's available or your budget?
Sure. I mean, we absolutely have to adjust based on what's available. We have a really talented purchasing team that work with our vendors. And I think that's another really vital thing for us in fostering local relationships is our vendors will go to bat for us. They know that we work on tight turnarounds. And if we If we're asked for something and we get it 2 days late, that dish may have already passed. And so we're able to have really good conversations with our venues to get our product in. But absolutely, when stuff isn't available, we have to pivot. And so it's part of that creativity as well, though, because we rely on our chefs to be nimble. And there's definitely times when we have to adjust our menu because of the scale, but it's always a daily challenge.
Can you give us a specific example, if you have one, of maybe one product that has been difficult to get over the past couple of years due to supply chain disruption and or inflation?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that it's been inconsistent. For a while, it was hard to get mustard. There's been these really weird periods of time where, there's a shortage of Asian products because a boat got stuck. There's mustard, eggs, had a blip, butter prices went up. And so you never really know what's coming, and that's what makes it hard to plan for. But we just rely on some talented people to make it happen.
I do want to clarify one thing. The animals outside grazing are not the animals that are coming into the kitchen.
That is correct. We do have a lot of fields around here, and there are some really excellent local farmers who lease that land and put their animals on it. But I cannot say that those are things that we serve here.
That's Andy Patterson along with us. He leads the culinary team at the Epic headquarters in Verona. And I'm still just amazed that they serve about 9,000 lunches a day, and the menu is always changing. I can't even rotate the menu for myself. I'm always packing the same lunch every day. If you search the word Epic on our Facebook page, you'll be able to see some of the images from the visits we've had over there, including the food that the kitchen comes up with. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.